bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
A freelance food writer, commentator, cookbook author. There's very little she hasn't done. Hilary McNevin, good morning.
Pete and Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Hilary.
It's good to talk to you. You've just missed the Lord Mayor, Dar, which is a bit disappointing.
Oh, Lord Mayor.
Never mind.
I want to talk to him about the Queen Vic market, but we can do that later.
In your own time.
That's why he snuck out of the studio just in time.
He knew you were going to tackle him. Hey, tell us about Meet Your Maker.
Kevin coming. That's it. Get your stack hat on. Here I come. That's it.
Meet Your Maker is being referred to as a festival of ethical carnivory, the artisan, and more. Tell us what you know about Meet Your Maker.
Well, I know that Bottle Shop Concepts, who was founded by, and the director of that is our mutual friend Pete, Dan Sims, decided, and he has wonderful wine events on around Australia and New Zealand. Basically, he is very passionate about ethical, those words that actually have become, or are in that danger of becoming a little bit, organic or biodynamic, and overused and misunderstood, like local and ethical and sustainable. So he, in terms of that with meat eating, because if we have a huge disconnect, I think, in our community and society about the origins of meat. And I'm talking in very general and broad terms there. Some of us are really passionate about it and very aware of where our meat comes from and insist on eating that. And others don't. And I guess the example of the produce and the supply and demand in the duopoly of supermarkets that you see is, meat already cut on a plastic tray.
Well, you shouldn't buy your meat at the supermarket, should you?
Mm.
Well, no. Well, I personally don't think you should. I think there's a lot of people have argued with me in the past and would continue to argue convenience and time. It's about priorities, I think, and shifting time. But a lot of people do, Pete, because I think they run and grab something and it's convenient and those awful pre-marinated things too.
Hilary, where do you find a butcher these days that'll still hang their meat?
Where? Oh, I think, Michael, they're becoming, I don't want to say more common, but you'll find, say, Meatsmith in Collingwood.
Mm-hmm. Skinner and Hackett.
Donati's. Yeah.
Because, there are meat providers like that coming back, but there's a whole generation of people that probably don't even understand what that concept is because they've bought meat for so long at a supermarket in those plastic trays Pete was alluding to just before. And so it's a shame, I think, because it removes us so much from what we're actually doing.
Exactly. And the whole idea of, if you walk past Donati's in Carlton, and you see pig heads in the window or an animal, or you see the animal.
Usually trying to acknowledge them of one of my former lovers.
Isn't that for another show?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry, Tom.
And no, not at all. I think they're the great disconnect, and the supermarkets have fed that disconnect in, pardon the pun, but just in the way it's presented. But if I remember growing up, I'm in my 40s. And I grew up and went to the butcher with mum, and there was, I know, I'm old.
You're my age,
but, I know. But, and you have conversations about how to cook it and what to do with it, and you order, and I know you can still order things, and you can still do those at small butchers. So I think, Michael, there are absolutely butchers doing that, and hopefully more and more are, and I think you can, but the beauty of something like Meet Your Maker is it actually is connecting with the people who rear the animals. And these people sell their meats at farmers' markets and supply restaurants around Victoria. So I think these people are actually wanting to talk to the public. And we have some extraordinary producers there. I should say Dan has. So, and he's really got an extraordinary cast of dairy farmers, poultry, beef, pork, lamb, and there's going to be different. Richard Cornish is moderating a room throughout the day talking about different subjects.
He's just got a book out. He's got a new book out.
Ferociously clever.
Yeah, no,
but then there's people like Neil from Mundara out in Gippsland, who's a Wagyu farmer. I think one of the things that appeals to me about this, and this is why I wanted to put it into this format rather than the food and wine show later on, is that it's about creating a conversation direct with farmers, as we've been doing with wine events where you can talk to a winemaker, creating that conversation direct with farmers and producers who can actually tell you or answer the questions that a pimply 17-year-old in a hairnet in a supermarket counter just cannot.
Well, exactly. And also, yeah, and it's about the hard work that they put in. If you ever, I've been lucky enough to go to some of their farms and to meet producers, but the amount of work and lack of sleep they endure to produce a really great product, and also just the difference in flavour. And I think I'm hoping, I know tomorrow that, I don't know if it's, some events are sold out and some of the talks are sold out, but the actual event itself is not. And there'll be the guys from Burn City Smokers are actually cooking some of the meats, and there'll be opportunities just to taste how good it is. And I think that, I know Troy Wheeler from Meatsmith is actually using an entire pig for the day for different talks and providing it to different elements of the actual festival. So the entire pig will be used up over so it's about food waste. And I really like how they say it's almost about eating less meat but eating better meat. So it is about meat, but it's about being more discerning and actually realising the impact of the consumer and the power that we have as people who make the choices over the counter.
So, Hill, this event is... It is interesting. This event is on tomorrow at, oddly enough, at... is it the meat market in North Melbourne? Where are we going tomorrow?
At Abbotsford Convent.
Abbotsford Convent. Oh, glad I'm not going to the meat market in North Melbourne. I've got to allow an extra...
Been to enough meat markets in your time.
Quite. I better allow an extra
just
15
those
minutes.
Pigs head, those pigs' heads in that shop.
Freudian
slips all over. Yes, 11 till 6 tickets. You can go to Meet Your Maker, M-E-A-T, yourmaker.com.au, to buy tickets. Hill, I've got a question, not on with absolutely no notice. If you were to create an LGBT supporters club for the Geelong Football Club, what would you call them?
Oh, dear, put me on the spot.
Yeah.
And sorry, supporters? Are they not the Geelong Football Club?
No, it's a supporter group for the Geelong Football Club made up of poofs and lizzies and things.
Yeah. I can't even...
That's it. Poofs and lizzies. Poofs and lizzies and things.
It's really
wonderful how you support your own community, isn't it?
It's quite rude. If there are any complaint letters, I do apologise.
Using the T word next.
I do use the trans word quite frequently. Thank you very much.
So something about cats?
Yeah, we had the pink pussies.
Just call it something about cats.
Yeah, something about cats.
The pussies' bows.
Oh, that's a good one, Michael Beach. Because I'm giving away some tickets to the Pride round next weekend. St Kilda taking on the Sydney Swans in the inaugural Pride game. Go the Saints at the Etihad Stadium. You won't want to miss this extraordinary moment in our history. Hillary, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, both of you, Mike.
Pleasure to talk to you. That's Hillary McNevin. She'll be at Meet Your Maker tomorrow at Abbotsford Convent.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.